'Tis here the Savior's welcome voice spreads heavenly peace around, and life and everlasting joys attend the blissful sound.
Asked Brother Jerry Leslie to open our convention in prayer. Brother Jerry.
Our gracious Father in heaven, we come to thee with thankful hearts for the privilege to come to thee in prayer under the merit of thy dear Son, Jesus, thanking thee for this grand and wonderful gift of life, salvation, and the covering merit of his life and sacrifice for us. We are thankful for the promise of thy kingdom, where this redeeming grace will reach mankind, raising them to life and hope as this old world passes away, and the dawning and rising of the Son of Righteousness before our very eyes. We thank thee. And now we thank thee for this convention and claim the special promise of the words of thy dear Son, that where two or three are gathered, that he will be in our midst. So we thank thee for the presence of Jesus, his Spirit, your truth, and especially now for the return of Earth's rightful King and the new order and prospect before us. So please bless this convention and each one that will serve, and the bits of fellowship that we may enjoy with each other, and grow closer to the likeness of Jesus, and closer to one another in encouragement and strength through thy word, through thy Spirit. So we leave this convention day and each day in thy loving care, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Lovely prayer. And now, Brother Peter Kirkham of our Ecclesia, as you know well, will do the address of welcome. Brother Peter.
Thank you, Brother Bob and Brother Jerry, for that beautiful opening prayer. Well, good morning, dear brethren. Greetings in the name of our reigning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my privilege to offer a warm welcome to you on behalf of our Ecclesia to the 2025 Pre-Memorial North Seattle Bible Students Online Convention. We pray and trust that the Lord will provide a bountiful blessing to those attending and to those that serve by his might. We thank you for attending this online convention. We would especially like to thank in advance those serving: Brother Allen, Brother David, Brother Harry, Brother Joe, Brother Robert, Brother Walter, and Brother Wes, for their efforts and sacrifices in providing the meat in due season to us. As part of the welcome address, we would like to briefly consider the theme discourse text that Brother Joe will be covering tomorrow morning. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. We have a quote on our convention program from the 1916 fifth volume forward, page 5. It reads, "The Lord will allow mankind now to go their length in carrying out their own plans and schemes. He will allow them to demonstrate the futility of all these schemes, and that nothing but divine interposition will save them from wrecking the entire fabric of society. Indeed, he will permit the wreck, and then reorganize humanity under Messiah. For he promises that his kingdom shall be the desire of all nations." Another quote that we see accelerating in the world today, reprint 5852. "National animosities will become personal animosities until, as the Bible foretold, there will be no peace to him that goes out, nor to him that comes in, because every man's hand will be against his neighbor." Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 21. Our Savior, in describing these matters, prophetically declares, "Unless those days should be cut short, no flesh would survive." Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. But we are glad that he also gives us the assurance that because of the elect, himself and his church in kingdom power and glory, those days will be cut short. Messiah's kingdom will be set up, unquote. We live in interesting times, dear friends. All around us, we see the removing of the social, political, ecclesiastical, and financial institutions. Out with the old, in with the new. Indeed, it is indeed a strange and wonderful time we live in. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we pray for the destruction of the old, sin-ridden order. Light is shining on the governments of the old order, and corruption is being revealed. A battle of ideologies is going on. As the Lord's great army marches on, let us remember how important our good fight of faith is to the blessing of mankind. The world is learning many great, necessary, and hard lessons to prepare them for the kingdom of God. The world groans and waits for us, dear brethren. Be diligent, be about the Father's business. Be strong and of good courage. Show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Press down upon the mark of love and righteousness, that we may be faithful unto death. Are we dwelling as on a sea of glass and singing the song? Revelation chapter 15, verses 2 through 4. "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that have gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." The signs of the times are all around us. We see them in advance of the world. Are we lifting up our heads and rejoicing? Are we remaining separate, sanctified from the world's influences? Are we being instant in prayer? We look forward to Brother Alan covering the subject discourse of Whose Right It Is coming up shortly, as well as all the lessons from the platform. Luke chapter 12, verse 31 and 32 from the Weymouth. But make his kingdom the object of your pursuit, and these things shall be given you in addition. Dismiss your fares, little flock. Your Father finds a pleasure in giving you the kingdom. A little flock, getting smaller each year this side of the veil as expected. This should encourage us, as it means the completion of the church is drawing closer and the gospel age is drawing to a close. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 from the Rotherham. Therefore shall they be mine, saith Yahweh of hosts, in the day for which I am preparing treasure. And I will deal tenderly with them, just as a man dealeth tenderly with his own son who is serving him. How does finding gems? Those with a good and honest heart. He turns them over to his son, our Lord Jesus, for the cutting, polishing, and fitting. Our Savior will prepare us if we allow him to do so. If we submit to his will as we have promised to do, he is making a treasure from the lowly of heart. Well, once again, we are privileged to have a pre-memorial convention. I trust that we have all been considering what the Lord has done for us, and that we have swept or are in process of sweeping out the leaven from our lives. Let us renew our consecration vows to be broken and poured out with him. It is a time to consider the great sacrifice of our Redeemer on our behalf. We hope and pray that this convention will be an oasis in the desert to all attending, a steady ship with a sure anchor in the midst of a storm. Oh, as we've already done, but we will be opening up the meeting for fellowship between the discourses. Between 5 and 10 minutes before each service begins, we will ask participants to turn off your video in preparation for the meeting. Please use your full name in the participants list. We have left the general chat open, but we do ask that you keep your comments brief. May our fellowship during the breaks be an example of Christ and a blessing to the fellowship of Christ. Press on, dear brethren. Be with patient, joyful endurance, that his countenance will shine through you. The vision has been made plain. It does not tarry. Look at how much has already been accomplished. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Are we not overwhelmed with what the Lord has done for us? He has opened the secret places, grafted us into the vine, sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Bear in mind the nobility of our calling, dear brethren. Let us sing, Oh, let no earth-born cloud arise to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. Remember the glory to follow when we shall see him as he is, if we are faithful. Let us each realize the importance of building each other up in this most holy faith. Let us all be in the spirit of Acts chapter 20, verse 35, where it says, Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. Welcome. A convention is made up of the members. Let our communion be sweet and our examples be of Christ. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The carcass is here, and we are gathered. The Lord has set the table for us. It is our responsibility to assimilate the food and apply it to action. Rejoice in the precious promises and the bonds of His love. We love you, dear friends. Please accept our warm and loving welcome to the convention. We close with the words of Apostle Paul to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 1, verse 8, Weymouth. For God is my witness, how I yearn over all of you with tender Christian affection. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Peter. Lovely opening remarks. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll reconvene at 9:30 for Brother Alan Springer's discourse on the subject, whose right it is.